throat. Putting on a mask, not a bad idea, but if you can stay inside in a well-ventilated room or home, that's a good place to be as well.
The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed the Justice Department for files in the Jeffrey Epstein case and is seeking depositions from former officials, including former President Clinton. Matt Piper reports Epstein's former girlfriend is in favor of keeping grand jury records secret.
Lawyers for Ghislaine Maxwell say they want to keep private the grand jury records and say she has not seen the material herself. The Maxwell grand jury met in the summer 2020 before she was indicted on charges she worked with Jeffrey Epstein to traffic minors. Government attorneys have been trying to quell a clamor for transparency by seeking the transcript's release, though the government also says the public already knows much of what's in the documents.
A new proposal by the FAA would loosen restrictions on drones. Christopher Cruz has that.
The new rule would increase the use of drones for such activities as package deliveries by eliminating the need for waivers for drones to fly at night over humans and beyond the visual line of sight of operators. Officials say the rule would benefit manufacturing, farming, energy production, and filmmaking, and would help speed the delivery of medications.
President Trump spoke by phone today with Ukraine's President Zelensky. Earlier, Ukraine said it has found components from India in Russian drones. CBS's Olivia Gassis.
It's not shocking because we already know that India, like China, has been backing Russia's war effort indirectly by making big sustained purchases of Russian oil. So this is clearly an effort by the Ukrainians to name and shame the Indian government to try to discourage future sending of these components, potentially to initiate intervention by third parties like Europe or the U.S.
The president of Switzerland is on her way to Washington to try to negotiate a trade deal. President Trump has imposed 39% tariffs on that country. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
For Switzerland, the U.S. is its second biggest trading partner. So to lose either access or make their products more expensive for Americans to buy, this is going to be really tough for Switzerland.
And Americans will be paying a lot more for things like chocolates and watches. Medical authorities in Britain have now revealed that Ozzy Osbourne's cause of death was a heart attack. On Wall Street today, stocks finished lower, the Dow off 61 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The city of Racine has moved its common council meeting from tonight to tomorrow night this week. That's because of the National Night Out events. You can get a rundown of the night out events and the agenda for that common council meeting online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. There will be another 24 hours under an air quality advisory. The DNR extended the alert late this morning to last until midday Wednesday. This time they do say it's likely to clear out later in the morning tomorrow. It's been an advisory every day for the past 7 days. The major pharmaceutical project coming to Kenosha County will get state tax breaks. Eli Lilly is putting $4 billion into expanding its operations in Kenosha County, with the state now offering up to $100 million in tax credits to support the effort. Governor Evers says in a statement the partnership will add 750 good-paying jobs. The police union representing Sturdivant officers is urging the village board to keep the local police department. They warn that switching to the sheriff's office could mean slower responses and want more community input before any decision is made. The union wrote a letter to the village board with a meeting tonight in the village to discuss the possible changes. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp, where defensive back Nate Hobbs, who's been lining up with the first team, is now out for at least 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. Matt LaFleur.
The thing that you admire most about him is he's passionate about the game and he loves to compete. That's one of the reasons why we went out and got him. He shows it and he's that consistently on a daily basis.
The team has brought back defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was let go last week by the the Colts. Baseball, Brewers and the Braves play again tonight in Atlanta. The Crew winning 3-1 last night. They've now won 12 in a row with Quinn Priester on the mound.
With how much usage that Uribe and Mears and Koenig and the usage that they've gotten is just astronomical. But to now have Quinn give you a break and, you know, to be able to get 7 innings in a game is huge. It's a great thing. Really important.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Hazy sunshine today as wildfire smoke still sticks in the area. Calm winds barely moving. Same air mass is still here. High temperatures today will scrape the low 80s. We'll do the same thing tomorrow, and hopefully by the afternoon, the winds will start to kick up, pushing this air mass out of here. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 79.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin is here. Do you realize that you and I have known each other almost 9 years now?
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, time has flown with you, Kurt.
How about that?
That's crazy.
So How about that? Would you say you know me pretty well?
Yeah, pretty well. I think so.
Okay. Would you describe me as an introvert or an extrovert?
I think you're a little of both. You are more of an introvert when it, and then an extrovert when it comes to talking to people and meeting people, but more introvert when it's just when you got to get something done at work or, you know.
It's very interesting.
I think it's very interesting
you say that because I always kind of thought of myself as an introvert, but now I just learned a new word. There's a new word that I just learned. It's called ambivert.
Oh, for crying out loud. I can't say that. Ambivert.
Ambivert. It's somewhere in between.
Ambivert. Okay. I'm going to remember that one. It's hard enough.
This is how psychologists describe an ambivert. They say socially flexible, in other words, comfortable in social situations or being alone, skilled at communicating, moderate in mood, not overly expressive or overly reserved. I always said there with me, there's not too many highs and not too many lows.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I think that you fall exactly with an ambivert.
Ambivert. Yeah. And adaptable, they say. No default mode. You can change your approach to fit the situation.
You know, I think I might fall in that category myself.
I was going to say the same.
That's why we're friends, Kurt.
I guess so.
We're both ambiverts.
Now, here's...
I can't even say it.
This is why I always said that I was an introvert. Mm-hmm. Do you feel more comfortable talking to somebody you don't know one-on-one or in front of a huge crowd with a microphone?
See, there you go. I honestly do not like talking in front of a crowd with a microphone. Yes, it's strange. Here we've been in radio all these years, talk behind a microphone in a building, other than standing on stage and talking with a microphone. I don't know why. So yes, that's whatever the question was again, I forgot, but I know that I would rather just be in a crowd chatting with people other than on stage.
Okay. Well, then
that's so weird. I know.
You may be an ambivert, but you probably lean more extrovert.
I'm on that side of the ambivert.
Whereas I'm probably more introvert.
You went that way. So yeah, I think that's fascinating, Kurt.
All right. You learned a new word.
Info. Oh, I can't even say it.
Go use it in a, group somewhere.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Can't wait.
There's my friend Robin who joins us from time to time on WRJN. All the world over so easy to see. People everywhere just want to be free. Listen, please, listen. That's the way it should be. Peace in the valley. People got to be free. You should see.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and you are going to want to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow morning. He's going to have a chance for you to win a couple of tickets to the Happy Together Tour. It's the Turtles coming to the Wisconsin State Fair this Sunday. The Turtles this year joined by Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues and the Cowsills, and you're going to want to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow between 6 and 9 for your next chance to win. Good luck.
Don't sweat the small stuff this summer. The savings are huge with WRJN Big Deals. From restaurants to retail to personal care, score discounted gift certificates from your favorite local spots. And don't forget, the Big Deal of the Day drops every Wednesday and Friday with 50% savings while supplies last. Save big. No sweat. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and visit your oasis of savings, WRJN Big Deals.
For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been Racine's go-to for comfort food that hits the spot. From classic pizzas and golden fried chicken to hot sandwiches and stuffed calzones, every bite satisfies. This August, things are heating up with the Hot Honey Pizza, your favorite Ferraro's pepperoni pizza, topped with a bold sweet drizzle of hot honey for the perfect kick. It's a limited-time twist you don't want to miss. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Matrim Road just north of Taylor Avenue.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We've had a blast meeting so many of you at events around Racine this summer. And we're looking forward to connecting even more as the summer and fall roll on. From downtown Racine events to events in parks, along the lakeshore, and in neighborhoods, WRJN is there to be part of what makes you happy. We're looking forward to seeing you again.
Somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the line.
Lean out. Lean back.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless answer back on WRJN. And now a song that was probably most made famous by Aretha Franklin, but here's the songwriter. It's Carole King, and You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman on WRJN.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel uninspired. And when I knew I'd have to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind.
Serving USA. You'll catch a
Local news, time to say it's WRJN. Whether it's the Brewers, the Badgers, the Bucks, or the Packers, Mike Clemens covers it all. WRJN's own award-winning sports bro gives you hourly updates and live reports. But now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a $4 billion investment in Kenosha County with $100 million in tax credits. Governor Tony Evers announced today that the state will back Eli Lilly and Company's major project with help from the taxpayers. The major expansion in Bristol means 750 new high-skilled jobs. A statement from the governor says the state's support aims to help meet the growing demand for life-changing medicines while fueling local economies. 31 is getting closed for a week starting tomorrow. It'll impact a stretch in Caledonia between Johnson Avenue and Four Mile Road. They'll be doing some sewer work there, which will last about a week. A detour will be in place, directing traffic along 38 and Highway G. It now runs through Wednesday at noon. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more about why we're now a full week into the haze of an air quality advisory.
A high-pressure system is to blame for dragging in Canada's wildfire smoke. Now, the system was parked north, and as it slid directly over the Midwest, it took the smoke with it. And these pressure systems bring calm conditions, light winds, and sunny skies. Instead, we've been stuck in a haze. Because how this weather system works is it takes the air above and sinks it to the ground. Now some are feeling health issues and side effects from breathing in the polluted air. Now this stretch we're in now, it's like the seventh inning of a non-scoring baseball game where it drags. As of August 5th, it's been an entire week. 7 days straight. The high-pressure system and thickest smoke is now slowly sliding to the east, hugging the Great Lakes and devouring New York. Meanwhile, a low-pressure system is building to the west and headed our way. This will kick up winds and shift the air mass out of here. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, warm and muggy, lows upper 60s. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a few showers and storms around. A high around 80. Heating up into the mid-80s with more humidity, plenty of sun for Thursday. Maybe a storm Thursday night. Currently at 79.
WRJN.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a hey, big party, man.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer.
so you can see.
Hits WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Georgia.
Hi there.
Georgia Hall is here. She's the organizer of the Music and More concert series. We've been chatting throughout the summer about all the Thursday noontime concerts. And is this the last one already?
This is the last noontime concert. The summer goes so quickly when we do these every week.
All right. What's up this Thursday?
Well, first up is going to be Mary Scopp at the piano. She's the first act. I first heard Mary play at the Racine Choral Arts Beatles show. Sellout performance out there at the Air Hangar at Batten Airfield. That was just an amazing Beatles concert, and Mary with the piano was really something special. Second act is Jesse Gomez. He's going to play some violin pieces for you during the second act. He plays with Racine Symphony Orchestra. And then the last act features Amy Battersea and family. So Amy sings, Alejandro Alambreros will be at the piano. There's Evelyn and Lucas, they're two talented children. Evelyn just graduated in May of this year from Emerson College in Boston, and probably with a vocal performance degree. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but both of those kids have had a lot of musical coaching and musical theater coaching. So,
and I think, you have to correct me if I'm wrong here, I think they've both won scholarships in the past from the Music and More concert series,
right?
Have they not?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we each year feature three or four young musicians, and they are awarded scholarships. And one of them comes from the Merle Mall Scholarship. So that would be your wife's family.
Yeah, that's my late father-in-law. Yeah, that's very kind of you to say that. Thank you. So that's this Thursday. Did you mention all three acts here?
I did.
Yeah, okay.
The Battersea family is the last act. They're going to take us out in a big way.
Since this is the last noontime concert, I would love it if you took just a moment to talk about the volunteers that help make Music and More possible, because you don't do it alone.
No, I've got people who help every week. So, yeah, there's a list of my volunteers in the program, and we have a lot of good helpers.
Yeah, well, it's very nice of them to come out, and hopefully you'll come out this Thursday at noon to see the final noontime concert of the season. It's Music and More this Thursday at noon at First Presbyterian Church. That's Georgia Hall, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Time when I grow tired of you.
sun is shining through the window, lets me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. See the paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Of course, the Racine Raiders played in the championship game, came up just a little bit short this past weekend, but what a great season for the Raiders. So we congratulate them, and we want to thank all of our sponsors for Racine Raiders football here on WRJN. So big thanks to Tropical Smoothie Cafe, to Time and Again Music and More, to Rasmussen Diamonds, Our Harmony Social Club, and Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty. And we'll see you next year with more Racine Raiders football here on WRJN.
Cool down and perk up at Main Street Bakery, where iced coffee dreams come true. Craving a refreshing boost? They have the bold cold brews and creamy caramel lattes to match your mood. Start your morning strong or treat yourself to a midday pause. Anytime is the right time. Pair your drink with a light, summery sweet treat to turn any break into a mini celebration. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent to brand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puff was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Then it's the 5 o'clock class reunion, three great songs from one great year, and today we feature the class of 1966. It's all coming up.
It's all right, but it's all right.
knows